And God says, you're pushed off the train with me, and I want to tell you about my guide service. This is what I offer. Number one, Psalm 16:11, there it is. God says, I'm the guide. I don't push you off and leave you with someone else. Look what it says in Psalm 16:11. You, David said, you, God, will show me the path of life. You're the guide. And if I stick close to you, in your presence is fullness of joy. And if I do what you say, at your right hand are endless pleasures. Boy, that's a great offer. Look at Psalm 25. God says, I have real specific plans for our route. I remember when my dad told me about, you know, mile marker 100, you know, on the Canadian Railroad. He said, they all would stand there and they'd look at him and they'd say, what do we do now? He said, follow me. Boy, they did for 3 weeks. They hoped and prayed they'd find the train 3 weeks later. You know what God says? I have a specific route for you. And what we're supposed to say to him is Psalm 25:4. Show me your ways. That's what we read the Bible. If you're in the cover to cover, whatever day you're on, you just open it up and you say, show me your ways. I'm reading this. I'm online with you. I want to do your will. And look at the end of verse 4. Teach me your paths. I don't want to keep getting lost. I don't want to keep falling in the ditch. Teach me how to stay on your paths. Thirdly, look at Psalm 32. This is when, by the way, David has gotten off the path badly. Broke all 10 commandments, murdered one of his mighty men, his 30 mighty men. He had him murdered, stole his wife, committed adultery with her, lied and did everything else he did and defamed God. And look at what he says. Lord, you're the one that said, I will instruct you, verse 8, and teach you in the way that you should go, and I will guide you with my eye. There's something significant about that. I was walking by the nurseries this morning, and of course, our volunteers weren't there, so there's a whole big milling crowd, you know, waiting to drop their kids off. And I said, I'd help in the nursery, but I don't have much experience with children, you know. It was a joke, and they all laughed because of having 8 children. But did you know, parenting is contained. Look at this 8th verse. I will guide you with my eye. Do you understand what that means? In parenting, the ultimate form of Christian parenting is that your child becomes so much your friend that loves you that they want to please you. Not because they're going to get hurt or you're going to punish or discipline or make their life difficult, but because they love you. And what happens is when they're scampering off to do something, they pause. And it's the most amazing moment in parenting. They're headed towards something and then they turn and they look at you. And in that moment, look at verse 8. God says, I will guide you with my eye. And David said, I didn't turn and look, and you had to break me. Remember what Psalm 51 says, that the Lord severely chastened him. Psalm 32 says, God severely chastised David's whole body. He got sick from his sin. But you know what the ultimate should have been? What the ultimate of parenting is. When that child looks, and the parent goes, and the child goes, okay. Now, how many of them do that? Rarely. But that's the ultimate. When they know that there's a question of whether that's the will to be done or not, they look, and just with our eyes, we guide them. Now, let me ask you. When you're launching out into life every day, doors open, there's a gazillion options. Do you turn and look? And say, I want your will to be done. And all day long, I'm going to let you guide me with your eye. And when I see something, I look at the Lord and he goes, and we go, I don't want it either. See, that's the life we're talking about that God wants us to have with that close a connection. Well, continuing, look what happens if we neglect his leading. God warns us about what we'll miss if we neglect his leading, and that's in Psalm 81. So keep going to the right. Psalm 81 and verse 12, the Lord says, so I gave them over to their own stubborn heart. What happens if they don't look back and they plow forward? They have a stubborn heart. They don't want thy will to be done. They want my will to be done. Only two choices on the shelf, pleasing God or pleasing myself. And they say, forget it. I'm going my own stubborn way. Well, look what happens. To walk in their own counsels. I know how to live life better than you do, God. Verse 13, oh, that my people would listen to me. That's responding to God's word. That Israel would walk in my ways. That's the revealed will of God in his word. I would subdue their enemies. My hand would be against their adversaries. Verse 15, the haters of the Lord would pretend submission to him, and their fate would endure forever. But look at verse 16. He would have fed them also with the finest of wheat. Did you know people that neglect the Lord's leading are spiritually emaciated? They just can't understand it. Everything's going wrong. Life's horrible. There's no joy. They don't enjoy being around God's people, God's worship, God's house. I mean, life is just like, well, it's kind of like pushing along the flat tire or pedaling the flat tire we talked about months back. That's when we don't. But if we do respond to him, he would have fed us with the finest of wheat. That means he will truly sustain us. And with honey from the rock, verse 16, I would have satisfied you. He gives us the deepest satisfaction in life that is indescribable. The peace that passes understanding. In fact, that's the next one. If you look at Psalm 119, 105, a little bit further, this is what the Lord offers. Now look down at Psalm 119, 105. The Lord says, don't go through life without my word being a lamp to your feet, without my word being a light for your path, so you don't get devoured and punctured and waylaid in life. I want my word to lead you.